Madtown Mom Squad.
Mom!
Mom!
Yes, it is time. Once again, Madtown Mom Squad is in the house talking about real moms having real conversations. I want to say hello, of course, to Dr. Jazz. She's an author, physician, motivational speaker, mama, and a charger girl. What is up?
Hello. Woo! And hello to all my listeners and my kids especially. They're listening right now.
Oh, I love that. Adorable. And of course, we have the most beautiful Karina Craid, CEO and creative head of Craid Made Entertainment, on-air personality of Wisconsin Women, mother, and so much more. How are you, love?
Hey, good morning and happy spring. Can we talk about that?
Yay!
12 hours of daylight, 12 hours of nightlight.
Woo!
Maybe it's a good day for moms because we know that it's getting nicer out.
That is true. Very much so. We got to get our kids outside, which
yes,
I'm very excited about. Hey, listen, one beautiful mom that is not with us today, Miss Shanna Powell. Of course, life happens and mama's got to take care of some stuff right now. But today's topic is inspired by our girl, Miss Shanna Powell, and that is mom shaming. Ooh, honey, this struggle is real when it comes to mom shaming. It is a hot topic. And I think majority of us, of course, have been through this. If you are a mom, we definitely want to hear from you. We are on Facebook Live, so say hi, everyone. Hi.
Hey.
And of course, 321-0931. Again, the topic is about mom shaming. Ladies.
I mean, this topic, even hearing the word mom shaming, right? We get kind of like, ooh, but do I do that? I don't know. I mean, it's so easy to mom shame. But really quick, mom shaming is done, I mean, verbally. I think you can do it with gestures. I mean, I don't think people understand. It's you know, preaching, questioning, commenting, fixing other moms, putting your values. I just want to get the definition out there.
Because
sometimes we might do it and we don't know it.
Absolutely.
And I think I might be guilty of that too, you know, because I really... I'm supportive of breastfeeding, and sometimes when I hear mom say, "I chose not to," I don't mean to. I just kind of go, "Oh, you know."
Oh,
and
yeah,
is that mom shaming? That's kind of, I mean, it could be.
It can be perceived as that.
Yeah.
Even if it's not intentional.
Oh no,
Dr. Jazz, have you ever been in a situation where you're like, "Yep, I totally just got mom shamed"?
Yeah, I think a lot of it deals with. A lot of situations, but one is like with my son. He plays a lot of video games. And even as a pediatrician, we're very strict on, you know, social media use and things like that. But he gets great grades in school. He does amazing with his sports and other things like that. And so after he does a long day at school, I'm okay with him playing video games. I monitor them and things like that. But I've had people criticize me or say comments about that. And so I felt shamed.
Yeah,
do they
girl.
Try and fix it? Like saying like, oh, he should only do 30 minutes a day? Is that really the comments you get?
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting that you bring up sports in general. Carrie Underwood, she underwent some social media criticism, mom shaming. Actually, she was at her son's soccer game, and people were criticizing for the amount of makeup she was wearing.
Oh, that's just...
Like, girl, you're at a game. Why are you all dressed up? You know what? For me, that would be something I would do.
Yeah.
You know, I have mom shamed before. I admit it. I'm not proud of it. I don't realize that I'm doing it. I mean, when I go to and see a woman like Kim Zolciak, who's a real housewife, and I go on her Instagram and I see like her six-year-old that's got makeup on in a teeny weeny bikini posing in a way that a child should not, I just mom shamed her.
So what, you wrote something on her Instagram?
No, I don't. I don't do that. I just, you know, in my mind, I'm like, yeah, that's not good.
Right.
I would not do that to my kid.
Yeah, but that is a huge form of mom shaming nowadays. This is social media, you know, writing on Instagram. You know, everyone's trying to be the best mom possible on, you know, Insta stories, Facebook, and then you get these comments. Like, you know, I think one of the things I've gotten mom shamed for is, you know, I'm a stay at home mom. Besides what I do here, you know, but I stay at home all the time with my kids, and I get comments like, oh, it'd be so nice to have so much time. And I'm like, I haven't gone to the bathroom alone in like months. Like, I don't have time. And they actually, Welch's did a big survey and basically said that stay-at-home moms are equivalent to 2.5 jobs. Wow. So I always like to throw out to people who think I have all this time in the world.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I give a lot of praise to moms who are able to do that because of me. I know for me, my anxiety levels get so high that I need to break away. So my job allows me to do that. So I'm just made up that way. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it is very true. I mean, when you're a stay-at-home mom, or when you have kids that are constantly needing your attention, mm-hmm. that is no joke.
Right. Yeah. And we can't mom shame moms for wanting to work. And we can't mom shame mom. It's like we can't win.
You can't win because you know? I would say I would consider myself the opposite of stay-at-home mom.
Yes,
because
girl.
Of all the hours that I had to do, especially during my training, during my pediatrics training. Sometimes we were working 80 hours a week. And so with my such a busy schedule, then I'll get mom shamed of like, oh, how do you even have kids or take care of your kids, get comments like that. But then if you stay at home, you're mom shamed too. So I don't think you can ever win.
Another thing I've observed is when we hear moms say like, oh, I work full time or actually I stay at home. I decided to stay at home. I think words like awesome or good job or like I support you need to be ways of kind of busting that bubble of judgment and criticism of, you know, which is really the mom shaming.
Of course. Some things you might hear, oh my God, did you see how she's feeding her baby? Or I can't believe she thinks that's okay. What kind of parent would let their child sleep like that? I mean, lots of different things that I'm seeing that people have said to other moms, like, and like thinking, gosh, and how can you do that?
We hear it, you know, yoga classes, the grocery store. And, you know, it's real.
It is definitely.
It's real. And moms work so hard. We got to stop that, right?
Yeah.
Well, it says, according to new research, almost 2/3 of moms say that they have been shamed by parenting skills. Also, there's a report from the C.S. Mott Children's Hospital found that 6 in 10 mothers of children ages 0 to 5 say they have been criticized about the decisions of how they bring up their child. I remember the one time that I felt mom shamed, and that was when my daughter was 2 years old and we took a flight to Florida and she could not stop crying. She just literally for two and a half hours cried, and I had to have an out-of-body experience literally because I just couldn't internally take it anymore. And I knew, because I was that person before when I didn't have kids, like, oh my gosh, can you make your baby stop crying? Oh my gosh, do something. Right. You know what I mean? I've been there. And then I went through that experience and I'm like, I literally had to get up and I told everyone, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm doing everything that I can to get my daughter to stop crying.
Well, you know, I just think, you know, we've all been there with kids, with the traveling. That's tough. And and I think before kids, man, when that kid, when you see a baby come on board or on the bus.
Oh, you're like, No,
this is not good. But now I try and smile and, you know, try and be very supportive to moms because I know that.
Very true.
It's real.
Very true. Hey, listen, if you have a mom shaming story, we definitely want to hear from you at 321-0931. So important. Once again, mom shaming. Hardest job in the world to do.
Hardest job.
Hardest job to do. Kid you not. Seriously. A lot of people feel like, you know what, they know what's better for other people to do with their kids, and that's not very true. I know tantrums is another thing. Oh. I'll be at the store and I'll see some like kid just screaming all on the floor and they're going crazy. And you know what? Do you think that a mom should take their child out of the store, or should you let that child stay on the floor and have their action?
I think they should do whatever plan that they think is best and what they've been working on. So I don't think there's a perfect way.
Yeah.
I totally agree. I think whatever your parenting style and, you know, is at the time. I mean, I've seen parents ignore their kids' tantrums, and I actually admire that. I think that's great. Don't give it attention. I've seen parents take their kids out, and I've seen a lot of parents react like, ooh, this is not good, and, oh, no big deal. So,
that's right. Yeah. You know. Very much true. 93.1 Jams. Good morning. Who's this?
Brianne.
Hi, honey. Tell us about a mom shaming experience.
Well, I'm a stepmom. I'm not an actual mom, but I have...
Oh, you're a mom.
That's still a mom.
You're a mom. Yeah.
I have a stepdaughter, and her mom once called her a nappy-headed B-word. So is that mom shaming to say that that's not okay, that I, you know, would never... I don't think that that's okay for her to do?
That is a good question. I was going to bring that up. How do you find the balance between what we call mom shaming, but then also giving advice, or if you see something that you think is not right, speaking up for it. How do you find that balance? And I think it's all in the way that you approach it.
Right.
If you just say, you shouldn't call her that, you're such a bad mom, that might be, I would say, like the way that it came across, mom shaming. But if you seriously are concerned, pulling someone to the side and say, hey, can we talk about that? I think it's in the way that you do it, because if you see something that's wrong, I don't think we're saying don't even mention it. So I think it's about how you approach it.
I totally agree. Yeah, I think that's great. It's how you approach it as a mom to a mom. Is it supportive or criticizing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got to be very careful with your words for sure. So thank you, love, for calling. We totally appreciate that.
Thank you.
All right, honey. Thank you.
Also, what's the root of why that mom called the child that? If you look at the root, is she stressed out? Is that mom facing some depression or other mental health issues?
Sure.
So instead of just saying, you're a bad mom, how can you support her? What's the root of that?
You know, and it actually brings up a memory of mine. I was driving one time, and I must have not had the car seat positioned correctly. Mm-hmm. And I had a mom actually knock on my door and just say, you know, I just want... And my baby was 2 months old, so I think she could tell I was tired.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she came up to me just very gently, said, you know, here, can I... I hope I... And she was very careful. I hope I'm not offending you. I just want to let you know that the bar is supposed to go down. I was so grateful for that.
Uh-huh.
And to this day, I know how to put a car seat in. So I think her route was to help me be a lending hand, give me some information. I probably forgot because I was tired.
Right. Girl, you know. That is very true. 931 at Jams. Good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Heather.
Hi, honey.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. I just want to say I love you guys, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I am just calling about mom training.
Yeah, girl.
I have a 5-year-old daughter. She's going to be 6 in July. So, I was mom shamed a lot when she was younger because I had her at such a young age. I ended up pregnant with her at 19 and then had her at 20. And so at that age, you know, everyone's, you know, going on about their young lives and, you know, partying and all that stuff. And here I am, you know, raising a daughter, and I did it basically on my own.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I got looked at pretty badly just because of, you know, having her at such a young age. And if anything, I think I came out at the end stronger because of it. But, you know, it's kind of sad because, you know, sometimes younger moms can, you know, do just as good of a job as, you know, any older mother.
Yes. If you, 19 years old, had your baby, and now you are prospering and have a beautiful child and kicking butt, girl, you deserve.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
For sure.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Love you guys.
Oh, love you. Loving on that. More conversations to come again when it comes to mom shaming. It is out there, and we are talking about it. Coming up.
93.1 Jams Squad.
Mom.
Yes, we are continuing the conversation with the Mattown Mom Squad, Karina Crade, Dr. Jazz. It is all about mom shaming, and it's a very... It's a very real thing, and it's almost a struggle to realize what's the balance. When you do see maybe a mom that you want to help, sometimes it comes off the wrong way.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's so subtle, too, because it can just go back and forth from, like, maybe insulting to, you know, offering advice. Mm-hmm. So where's that? How do we talk about it for moms? And then here's the other thing. This is interesting. Like, what if you want to give advice and then some other mom's like, ooh, you were mom shaming. Is that mom shaming a mom shaming?
I'm judging you
for judging. You know, it's like a never ending.
Right.
Very much. 3210931. If you have a mom shaming experience, we totally want to hear from you. We just had our girl Cassandra call in, and because we had another female calling in about someone making a comment about a child's hair and that the child's hair wasn't up to do. And she's like, you know what? I've been through that too. I just had surgery, carpal tunnel, and I couldn't do my kid's hair as well as maybe that I thought I could. Mm-hmm. And it's very true. It's like, how do you respond in a positive way when you're talking about making a comment like that?
And we talked about that you never know someone's story behind it. And even with the hair, my daughter, some days, I'm so blessed because my mom helps me do my daughter's hair all the time. But my daughter has some sensory issues. And so when she gets her hair done, she's very sensitive with stimulation and things like that. So yeah. Some days, instead of, especially when she was younger, instead of having full meltdowns and screaming matches before school, we would just do like a basic style. But if somebody would just see her from the outside, you would know her story. Or, you know, the story behind that and her prematurity and things like that.
Sure, love.
So it's important to know the behind-the-scenes story.
3210-931. Good morning. Who's this?
Joe Jack.
Hi, Joe Jack. How are you?
I'm all right.
Yeah, say hello to the ladies, Karina Crate and Dr. Jazz.
How y'all doing this morning, ladies?
Thanks for calling.
So Joe Jack is a great friend of the show. So Joe, I know you're a dad. What do you have to say about mom shaming or dad shaming?
I just had to. I just wanted to respond on it that most of these women that a lot of people feel like are they shamed? They mom that they doing something that should be shamed on. They possibly could be right because there's a lot of mothers out here that's doing stuff that should be shamed on, and they just need guidance because maybe they didn't have that growing up. So that's why they don't know how to instill that into their child. It's not their fault. It possibly could be their parents' fault. You know, so a lot of women that's actually doing something that they shouldn't be doing is due to the fact that they didn't get that same guidance.
Well, that's a good point.
That is a very good point. You know, majority of us, we were brought up a certain way. And of course, we're going to relay these kind of tools onto our children. And again, but I may not agree with how you're parenting. But is it okay for me to say that, Joe?
To some people, yes, because if you see a kid walking through Walmart and they pamper it to their ankles, yes, say something. Come on, come on, yes. Somebody needs to say something.
I agree.
Is that mom shaming, though, or is that helping?
That's not mom shaming. That's just helping you out. I wouldn't even say that's shaming. That's helping you out. Baby girl, please. Change the baby pamper. Come on.
I think it's all about how you do it. If you say you are a bad mom, you suck, you need to pull your baby's pamper up and just walk away, it's the way you say it. But if you kind of how you were giving the story about the car seat, it's all about how you say it, where it's coming from.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So I totally agree with that. There's some things that are happening that we shouldn't close, you know, turn our eyes to that we need to speak up about. But I think it's all about how you do it.
How you do it.
Right, it's all about the approach and the way you say it. You can say something rude, but with a smile and somebody can take it and walk away. Like, did he just treat me?
Right.
At the same time, you just got some good information, so take care of that.
Very much. Thank you, Joe. You know, we love you, honey.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Well, and then that, you know, he brings up a topic, you know, a lot of people don't have support sometimes. Mm. You know, I'm very lucky. I have my parents nearby, I have family, you know, in another city. But some women don't have that village. And, you know, not to sound cliche, but it takes a village. And so if you need that support, there's so many great online support groups that, you know, find your neighborhood mommies. I mean, that can kind of eliminate that I'm not sure what to do and I need some help. If you can find those friends and the support.
And you have a lot of friends, moms that you follow via social media.
Yeah, so I'm part of Mother Baby Hour. It's a Meritor St. Mary's group. And I just have to mention them because they are so supportive and so wonderful. And they have a huge online group. And if you give birth at Meritor or St. Mary's, you get immediately into this group. And they really say, you know, no mom shaming, no insulting, but you can ask questions and get 22 to 50 comments within 3 hours of moms being very supportive. And then they do have someone kind of monitoring it to make sure there's not a lot of, you know, or no mom shaming, I guess, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. And then I have my own personal moms group and we're just very supportive. And one thing I've noticed that we do a lot with each other is we'll say things like, you know, this is my advice.
Right.
And I know not all babies are the same. And when I was going through sleep training, I had a really good friend and mom help me. And she said, you know, not all babies are the same. And when she said that, it was like my brains blew out. I was like, oh my gosh, you're right. I'm asking for advice. And your baby might not do what my baby's doing. And that's okay. So I think those are some ways of eliminating mom shame. Mm-hmm. You know, all babies aren't the same. And this is my advice that I knew. And this may not work for you, but here's things I can offer.
Mm-hmm. And Dr. Jazz, of course, you tour and promote a fabulous, topic when it comes to women in general. So what is some advice that you would give other moms when it comes to keeping that confidence that someone has shamed you? You know what? Keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, what I would say is, take a step back and look at the big picture. When that kid grows up and is 18 years old, graduating high school, going off to college, they're going to look back and they're going to remember, were they protected? Were they safe? Did they feel loved? And so they're not going to remember when they were 3 years old and you had mismatched socks on, or if they ate apples for breakfast one day because you were in a rush. Some of the things that we beat ourselves up about or feel shamed about, just remember the big picture. Are they safe? Are they protected? Feel loved and supported? That's what you remember later on in life. So that's what I would say. Be confident and do, as long as you do those things, do it whatever way you'd like. But that's the end goal. So that helps me a lot when I feel bad sometimes.
Yeah.
And it can help others. Keep the big picture in mind.
I love that.
I know that too. I think that's great.
For me, all I know is that when I know that I'm doing a good job is when my daughter says, "Mom, you're the best mom in the world."
Aww.
Everything else, you know what I mean? Because, you know, everything else goes away. Even if I thought, no, I could have done better at that, or I can do better at this. As you know, when your child tells you that they love you, keep doing what you're doing.
Absolutely.
There you have it. That's the Madtown Mom Squad. Yes. Each and every Wednesday, fabulous moms having real conversations with Karina Craid, Dr. Jazz, and of course, Shannon Powell doing her thing. We appreciate it. Make sure you follow us at Madtown Mom Squad on Facebook and Instagram as well. So thanks, everyone.
Bye. Happy spring.
Happy spring.